Lecture 16, The Ur III Dynasty.
In the last lecture, we discussed the end of Akkadian control of northern and southern Mesopotamia. Later authors excoriated Naram-Sin, the grandson of Sargon of Akkad, for his supposed impiety, which they blamed for the fall of Akkad. Contemporary sources for Naram-Sin's rule reveal a different story. Naram-Sin ruled for over 30 years, and it was not until the reign of his successors that the city-states of Mesopotamia revolted against Akkadian control and gained their own independence. It's important to keep in mind the model that the Akkadian dynasties set for later Mesopotamian rulers. Akkad was the first city-state that expanded its control far beyond the area of its origin, in northern Mesopotamia to the south. No other king before Sargon had ever traveled as far, taken his armies on such exotic expeditions, and been so successful. Naram-Sin also was successful militarily. So it's important to know that one of the reasons why Sargon and Naram-Sin became so legendary and so important in later sources is that they established this new way of thinking about kingship and empire. One of the newly independent city-states was Ur, which soon dominated Babylonia. During their hegemony, the rulers of the Ur III dynasty organized a much more centralized government that effectively controlled the region for over 100 years. And this contrasts with the Akkadian dynasty in previous years, because even though they had a strong military, we saw that it was very difficult for them to control the region closely and monitor activities. A hallmark of the Ur III period is the overwhelming number of texts that document its political and, even more important, its economic history. Over 40,000 texts have been translated, and thousands more, perhaps even another 30 or 40,000, must still be published and analyzed. And one of the challenges for scholars is to evaluate this huge mass of material. It can be very exciting to get so many details, but they have to be evaluated in order to get a sense of the overall structure of the Ur III society. You should be saying by now that I'm never happy. I either have too few texts or too many, and that is the constant challenge for scholars to try and reconstruct events. The texts from Ur III are largely economic, and almost all are official state receipts and records. Very few private trade or other transactions are noted. So it's very much as if we try to reconstruct American history by looking only at tax returns. I mean, and you can see the challenges and the emphasis on specific elements of society that would result from such sources. Another caveat about this period is that very few historical records that would document military campaigns, for example, survive, so details other than civil government can be difficult to sort out. Ur-Nammu was the first of five kings of the Ur III dynasty. It's called the Ur III dynasty, or period, because according to the Sumerian king list, it is the third time that a group of rulers from the city of Ur held kingship. You haven't missed the first two, I just haven't discussed them in very much detail. Ur-Nammu took the title of King of Sumer and Akkad, and this shows that the phrase now indicates regional control. He's picking up on what Sargon first created. Ur-Nammu ruled over Babylonia and the lands to the east along the Zagros Mountains. One of the activities that Ur-Nammu is best known for is his promotion of the traditional religious preeminence of Ur through numerous building projects, including ziggurats at Ur, Uruk, Nippur, and Eridu. This shows us how important his regional control was, and also that he used the rebuilding or construction of temples as a way to consolidate his power.